Earlier this year, my fellow Life Matters host, the wonderful Cassie McCullough, announced there should be a ban on people saying they're busy. From memory, I think Cassie mentioned the busy ban after listening to me complain that if the world didn't stop turning just for a minute, my head would explode, or something equally calm and rational. And thinking about it, the ban on busy really isn't a bad idea. If you stop telling yourself you're frantic, you might have more time for other things. Take Fatma El-Zain. She's a paediatric nurse. She has four young children. And somehow a small act of charity in December 2014 has grown into a group with 12,000 members who provide care packages for the homeless, including women fleeing domestic violence. And they manage the whole thing through Facebook and out of storage sheds across the Sydney suburbs. It's called Mummies Paying It Forward. Reporter Sunil Badami joins me now. G'day, Sunil. How are you?
Hi, Ellen.
Are you itchy after that?
Yeah.
We're all itchy. I'm looking through the grass at the producers and they're all itching as well.
Well, I'm just glad there's no such thing as beard knits. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble.
How did you find out about Mummies Paying Forward?
Well, we were actually doing some renovations, my wife and I, and to get out of the house while the painters and the carpenters were in, we had to move everything into a storage unit. I'll tell you what, Ellen, there's nothing to remind you how much junk you have when you have to pack it and unpack it. And I used to go down to the local storage unit in Roselle where my wife also volunteered for Mummies Paying It Forward. And while I was putting all my junk into the storage unit, I saw these wonderful women sorting through piles and piles of clothes and toys and toiletries, basically to give to people in need, whether it was the homeless or women seeking refuge or refugees themselves, all volunteering their time and their goods.
And so I'm interested in what drew your wife to Mummies Paying It Forward. Why is this an appealing thing to do? Not dumping your old stuff that you don't want, that you really should take to the dump at the local charity shop, but actually pitching in at a storage shed and helping out?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess we've always said to our daughters, we've quoted that famous John Ralston Stahl saying that all we need for evil to exist is for good people to do nothing. And that evil mightn't necessarily be deliberate cruelty, but it can be neglect. It can be forgetting that there are people in society who don't have the same advantages or opportunities as us, and offering them some hope and dignity, not by giving them our cast-offs, but by giving them things that we ourselves would appreciate if we'd lost everything or had nothing to our names.
And I think the pitch is, if you had the shirt on your back, what would you want to receive? So it's a request for an act of love in a way, isn't it?
Exactly. I think the thing is a lot of people look at charity as maybe a tax deduction or just something to assuage their conscience. But when you give something as an act of love, and it's interesting because as I was uncluttering or decluttering our house, I found that if I tried to sell something on eBay, I never got quite the price I wanted, no matter what that price was. But if I gave someone the books I loved so they could read them, or I gave them the furniture I loved so they could use it, it gave me much more liberating a sense of goodwill and good feeling than it would have been if I just sold it or thrown it out.
It's a fascinating idea she's come up with, Fatma El-Zain. You went out, Sunil, to a storage shed and sat down and chatted to her as she was unpacking those boxes.
Mummies Paying It Forward is basically a charity group where we get members to donate new and pre-loved items, and then we send them through to local charities. We have a complete cross-section of charities, including charities that support families with little children, the homeless, women escaping domestic violence, asylum seekers. It pretty much is, if there is someone in need or a group in need, then we generally try to target. Mummies Paying It Forward started in December 2014, after I saw the amazing work of a local charity, and there was just a moment in there where I was standing and I looked at pretty much the whole warehouse and I thought, wow, if these volunteers can pull this all together and help families with little children in need, then I'm sure I can get my family and friends to donate. I just added a group on Facebook and added all my friends and got my friends to add all their friends. And it really just started, people started adding their friends and it just kind of grew really, really quickly. 15 months we've been running, we've got a little bit over 12,000 members. My parents originated from south of Lebanon. I was born in Australia and grew up in southwest Sydney. We take a lot of items, including children's clothing, men's clothing, shoes, toys, kitchen items. It pretty much is whatever you have at home that's in excellent condition. Generally, we can find another place for it and provide it to someone that is in need.
Now, you're a paediatric nurse. Yeah. You have four children. Mm-hmm. How do you manage?
I think with anything, whenever you have a working mother, it's a juggle. But I'm very fortunate in that I love nursing. I obviously love my family and my children. And I have always felt that after I started Mummy's Paying It Forward, it's something that I was always meant to be doing. So it is hard work. It takes a lot of time. But when you're passionate about something and when you love doing something, you don't have to justify it. You just do it.
But does it ever seem too much?
Yeah, there are times that you're just like, okay, I need a break. But it's not necessarily just the mummies group. Sometimes that gets, the mummies group is more just logistics, working out, okay, who's going to bring all the stuff in, who's going to take it out to the charities, organising volunteers. You know, being a mother, sometimes you do get overwhelmed. Being a nurse, when you're dealing with, especially with little children that have life-threatening conditions, it can be very difficult. And that's what I've realised in going back. I've been back to work for 4 weeks, and it can be very challenging having children and watching little children the same age going through something so traumatic. So, yes, it is. It does take its toll, but I think if I can, as a nurse, be a comfort to the children and be that friendly face that they see, then, you know, it's worth it.
What keeps you going, you know, to not only work with sick children but to work with Mummy's Paying It Forward?
Working with sick children is just, for me, it's a given. It's something I've always, you know, I've always seen myself as a paediatric nurse. So, you know, where it comes from, I think it's just me. I've always wanted to do it. In terms of Mummy's Paying It Forward, it really was when I saw that there was a way of helping people in a different way, then I ran with it. And so I can't really justify or can't really explain where it comes from. It just comes from within, and, you know, we do it. We all do it, the people that run Mummy's Paying It Forward.
What kind of people are part of Mummy's Paying It Forward? Do you have to be a mother?
Not necessarily. We have, I mean, my husband's part of the group. We have, my brother's part of the group. We have a lot of men in the group. It's not necessarily just a mummy's group. I named it Mummy's Paying It Forward because essentially when I started it, we were trying to help families with little children. But what I realised early on is we were getting a lot of members, and I couldn't just support charities that I believed in. We had to expand out of just what I felt that I had a connection with, which is why we expanded it to the homeless and to refugees, so on.
How do you feel about the way refugees are treated in Australia?
Well, I think that we can do better. I think we are a developed nation, and we can definitely improve the way we treat people seeking asylum. We're a rich nation. Yes, there are a lot of, you know, different factors that people say, oh, we should really help our own, but we all came from somewhere else. We didn't just start off here, you know, unless you're, you know, Aboriginal, then that's another thing. But when I started supporting the Asylum Seekers Centre, it was because my parents came here as migrants. And I know when we were growing up, my parents would constantly say stories about, you know, the people that would help them. And so they didn't come as refugees, but I really wanted to give back in the way that someone helped my parents. So that's why I literally called up the Asylum Seekers Centre and said, what can I do? Because we support local charities and we forward everything to the local charities, we don't actually meet the recipients. And I really wanted that to be the formula that we use, because I don't need to hear a thank you, and I don't need to see, you know, the smile on someone's face to know that you've helped them. I think everybody that has gone through something in their life and someone's helped them knows that feeling of when they're down and someone has come out and helped them, you know, really pull it together. So, but I guess with the Asylum Seeker Centre, there was a day where I had my family and friends and myself cook a meal for the lunch service. It was amazing just watching. I was standing there and everybody was eating and I'm just like, everybody's eating our food. Like, it's an amazing, amazing experience when something you've cooked at home and you're able to help someone that probably didn't know where their meal was going to come from. So it is an incredible experience.
How can we help Mummy's Paying It Forward?
Well, I mean, you can join the Facebook group, Mummy's Paying It Forward, and we run, besides accepting donations continuously, we run charity drives every month focusing on one charity in particular and the small items that they need that can really help people. One of the ones that straight away comes to mind is, you know, we have charities that support families with little children, but the, one of the things that they can't donate is underwear and socks. So, you know, one of the charity drives last year was children's underwear and socks. And I remember putting the post up and thinking, okay, you know, I think hopefully we'll get a really good response. And within that night, people were ordering stuff and sending it through. With the next day, we had stuff arriving. So it was absolutely incredible when you put the information out there that people are responding to it. And I guess the other thing with refugee families, the second appeal we put was a food drive for the Asylum Seeker Centre, and I really didn't know how it was going to go, and I just thought to myself, okay, if we don't get much, I'm sure I could convince my husband to give me about $500 and I would just go buy food, whatever they need. And we were absolutely shocked at the amount of stuff that came in. The Coles truck just kept coming because we were accepting it. I was accepting it at my house. So we pretty much had my entire house taken over with like food supplies, rice and lentils and canned vegetables. My neighbour's house spare room was taken up completely. We actually had to shut down the drive 4 days early because we could not physically store anything else. There's a lot of things that go on in the world that, you know, you could sit there and think, this world has gone to crap. It really has. But the experience of running Mummy's Paying It Forward has really allowed me to see the good in people and the good in our society and in our community. It's very easy to look at the news and think, oh my God, this is all terrible. But if you go out there and have a look at, you know, what people are doing, everyday people, volunteers, you will see the amazing work that people within our community are doing.
What are your hopes or ambitions for Mummy's Paying It Forward after this incredible year so far?
I think we're going to continue as is and just, you know, continue to support the people most in need. I don't have, you know, this, we're not going to expand nationwide, or I really don't think we will. We're just going to try to contain it so that we can help the people within our community. Now, I do know that the idea of Mummy's Paying It Forward, people have taken that on in different states and tried to start it up, and I think that's incredible.
And that was Fatma Al-Zain of Mummy's Paying It Forward talking to our reporter, Sunil Badami. Sunil, she's saying there she doesn't want to expand it around Australia. How can people outside Sydney help?
Well, go to the website page, mummiespayingitforward.com. That's Mummies, M-U-M-M-I-E-S, Paying It Forward, one word. Or go to their Facebook pages with the same name. Fatma told me that basically what you can do is, in the same way that you might order online groceries, you can simply order them to be delivered to the address on the Mummies Paying It Forward website
page. And this is because they want new toothbrushes, new underpants, all that. They want it to arrive brand new to deliver to people.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it, would you want to be given a gift of used underpants, Ellen? Look, what I thought was really amazing was, if you look at Fatma, she wears a hijab, a traditional Islamic veil, and I imagine many people who saw her in the street would have an impression of her or make a judgment about her. But I wonder about if any of those people having such preconceptions would offer as much to the community as Fatma has. It's a really wonderful story, one of hope and inspiration, and I guess highlighting the good in us all.
Thank you so much for going out and winkling out that story. I hear you're going to be doing much more of that for Life Matters this year.
Well, I hope so. There's lots of great stories. As Fatma says, it's not all bad news, and I hope to share some of the good news with you.
Thanks for coming in. Sunil Badami on Life Matters.